Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Zayin and parak Vav Mishnah Chas. The Mishnah here in parak Vav Mishnah Zayin is going to return to discussing the Kohen Gadol after he handed over the Azazel goat. He returned to the goat for Hashem and the goat for the bull as well, which he had slaughtered and whose blood he had sprinkled in the Kodesh Hakadoshim and in the Heichal. It says the Mishnah Balaway till Par Visar Hanisrafin. The Kohen Gadol would approach the dead bodies of the bull and the goat that was Lahashem that were to be burned outside Yerushalayim. Karan v'hotzi esemiran, he would tear them open by cutting their stomachs, and he would remove the various parts of the carbon that were burned on the Mizbeach. Nisanan b'magis v'hiktiran al gavei ha-Mizbeach, then he would place the parts in a bowl and he would burn them on the Mizbeach, meaning he would put the parts in the bowl now so that they would be ready for him to burn later in the day. Klon b'miklaos, he would place the two dead bodies on top of each other, and he would basically tie them together in the form of braids, v'hotzion lebeis hasreifa, and he would hand them over to the people who would take them out to be burned in the place in the Beis HaMikdash where they were burned. Now the Torah teaches us that the people who would carry the bull and the goat to the Beis HaSreifa became tamei along with their clothing. The Mishnah here, similar to the previous Mishnah, is going to cite a machlokas about when this actually occurs. It says the Mishnah, me'emazai metamen begadim, when do they and their clothing become tamei? Says the Mishnah, when they go outside the wall of Yerushalayim, of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Shimon says, when most of the dead body has caught fire, that's when they and their clothing become tamei. And once again, we are going to pass, not like Rabbi Shimon, like the Tanakhama, namely, we're going to hold that once they leave from the place, whether it be Yerushalayim in the previous Mishnah when it comes to the goat La'azazel, or when it came to the par or the Sa'ir Lashem, it's going to be once he leaves the Azari, he becomes tummy, and his clothing becomes tummy as well. Continuing now, we finish off the sixth parak with parak Vav, Mishnah Ches. Now, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to begin the next part of the Avoda until the Azazel goat had actually reached the cliff, which was far from Yerushalayim. As we said, it was 12 mil. The Mishnah is now going to explain how he knew that the time had arrived for him to continue. It says the Mishnah, Amrilo the Kohen Gadol, Higia Sa'ir Lamidbar. They would say to the Kohen Gadol, the goat has reached the cliff in the desert. How would they know that the goat had in fact reached the cliff in the desert? Says the Mishnah, they set up little platforms. As the Bartanura points out, these platforms are made of large, tall stones piled one on top of the other. And they were basically at different spots between Yerushalayim and the cliff, with a watchman on each platform holding a flag, Umenifin, Besudarin. And when the goat reached the cliff, they would wave the flag. The watchman close to the cliff waved his flag, and upon seeing this, the next watchman waved his flag. It's similar to the Mishnayos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which describe how they would tell the whole world that it was Rosh Chodesh. They would have these torches on top of mountains and so on. And you'd have one person light his torch, and the next person would light his torch, and so on and so forth. Similarly here, they would wave flags to demonstrate and show that the goat had reached the cliff outside of Yerushalayim. V'yodin shigia sa'ir lamidbar, and then that's how they would know in the Beis HaMikdash that the goat had reached the cliff in the desert. Now Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds the Kohen Gadol did not have to actually wait until the goat reached the cliff, but only until it reached the beginning of the desert, which was simply 3 mil away from Yerushalayim. According to him, therefore, they had an easier way of determining when the goat had arrived. What would he do? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, V'halo simen gadol hu lahem. They had an easy sign by which to know that the goat had arrived. From Yerushalayim to the area of the goat's cliff, meaning the beginning of the midbar of the wilderness of the desert, was a distance of 3 mil. Holchin mil, they mean the people who first escorted the man and the Azazel out of the Beis HaMikdash walked 1 mil from Yerushalayim to the first hut. The Chozrin mil, they returned 1 mil. The Shoen Kedei mil, and then the people in the Beis HaMikdash waited as long as it would take to walk 1 mil. The Yodin Shigia Soir Lamidbar, and therefore they would know that the goat had reached the beginning of the desert, since enough time had passed for the man and the goat to have walked 3 mil. That is sufficient. Now another Tana teaches that they used another system. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Velo siman acher hulam." I had another siman, another sign by which to know that the goat had arrived. Lashon shel zahoris hayakosher al pischo shel hechal. There was a red string that was tied above the entrance in the hechal of the sanctuary. Ugish yagias irlamidbar hayalashon malbin. And what would happen is that when the goat reached the desert, the string would turn white. Shnemar, as the pasuk tells us, im yuchateichem kashanim. As the pasuk tells us in Sefer Yeshaya, if your sin will be like red thread, they will turn like white snow. That was the sim, and that was the sign that he would show, demonstrating that the Kohen Gadol, the person with the goat had arrived with the goat to the desert. Quick review: Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin once again discusses the status of the Kohen Gadol while the goat's being escorted. So we said the Kohen Gadol would approach the dead bodies of the bull and the goat that were going to be burned outside of Yerushalayim, and we said that he tore them up by cutting their stomachs and removing their various parts that would be burned on the Mizbeach. He placed the parts in a bowl and burned them on the Mizbeach, and then he would place the two dead bodies on top of each other and tie them like a braid. And then he would hand them over to the people who took them to the Beis HaSrefa, to the place where they would burn the bodies of the Karbanos. Then the Mishnah of Machlokas, when does he and his, when he's bringing them the animals to the Beis HaSrefa, he becomes Tameh, his clothing becomes Tameh? At what point does that happen? So according to the Tanakam, it becomes Tameh once he leaves the Azar, the courtyard. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it happens once the majority of the dead body has caught on fire. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches taught us that they would say, that the people would say to the Kohen Gadol, that the goat had reached the cliff in the desert, and the question was, how exactly would he be able to continue with the Avoda, knowing that the goat had actually reached the cliff? So he said that they would set up platforms, and people would be sort of playing a little game of telephone, whatever the case may be, at different platforms, waving flags, and all the way until the end, they would see, once they were at the cliff, the closest platform to them would wave, and the next platform, and so on and so forth, they would keep waving until they got back to the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rabbi Huda says that it's not 12 mil that we needed to wait until he could continue, it was 3 mil, and therefore, based on that, Rabbi Huda said that the sign that they used was simply from the Yerushalayim to the area of the goat's cliff, right? That was 3 mil. So he said that the people who had escorted the man and the Zazel out of the Beis HaMikdash would walk him up 1 mil from the first, from Yerushalayim to the other, to the first hut. Then they would return 1 mil, and they would wait the time that it would take to travel 1 mil. They know it's 3 mil, and therefore, at that point, the Kohen Gadol, just by doing some calculations, could continue with the Avoda. However, Rabbi Yishmael was of the opinion that there was another interesting sign that would allow the Kohen Gadol to continue, and that was simply there was a red string that was tied above the entrance to the Heichal, and when the goat reached the Midbar, the string would turn white, as the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Yeshaya. Have an amazing day.